put into your head some things that you may not know about what's going on in the world today. It is Wednesday. Wow, Wednesday. Already. We have a lot of things to cover here, Jennifer Horn. So let us get to work, but this isn't work. Let us occupy people's minds. So in doing that, I don't have to spend any time talking about Rick Santorum dropping out of the race.
That was a big announcement.
Yeah, but it was... Everybody knows that by now. Who doesn't know? Raise your hands, please. First of all, if you're not here, raise your hands. Secondly, if you don't know about Rick Santorum, raise your hands. See?
Look at all those hands.
No. No hands. Hands down. So all the usual back and forth. Did you know that George Clooney is having a fundraiser at his house in L.A. for President Obama next month? That you may not have known.
You know, I could have guessed.
$40,000.
Mm-hmm.
A piece. See, that's what's wrong with the system. It doesn't keep me from wanting to see George Clooney in the movies. See, some people, here's how this comes down. When you're a star like George Clooney, perhaps arguably the biggest male star of our time, and you do something like this that's political, do you do it and risk your popularity? Because there are a lot of people who go to the movies who don't like Barack Obama, me being one of them. I don't like him as president. So are there narrow-minded people that say, I'm not going to ever go see a George Clooney movie again because he supports President Obama, and President Obama is no good? Do people still think like that?
Yeah, I think they do.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. So is Clooney being smart to do that? 800-510-8255. What do you think? Is Clooney doing the smart thing? He's doing what his heart tells him to do. And then Barack Obama's a likable guy. He's not likable as president, but Clooney thinks he is. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people. I'll bet you he'll have a lot of takers. 150 people are invited. I'm betting there would be a line at the door to pay
$40,000. To get into George Clooney's house?
Yeah, exactly.
I will probably not vote for President Obama this time around. I will tell you, I'd still try to pay the $40,000 to go see George Clooney.
How about George Clooney for president? How about that? Let's get George Clooney. He'd probably be a fairly decent president.
Might be. Ben Affleck, his buddy, has always got political high hopes.
Yep, and I'm betting that Ben Affleck is supporting Barack Obama as well. And Matt Damon, I'll bet you they'll show up at dinner that night. 800-510-8255. Okay. So that's it. That's all there is on that. But somebody else wanted to
see. I don't mind if I get what you're saying. You know, because a lot of celebrities come out and make these political statements, and as long as you're not a jerk about it, I don't mind what you think.
that doesn't make me.
But when you had, I think a long time ago, the Dixie Chicks, when they came out and they were going crazy, I didn't like them so much because it was mean, and I felt like it was punching, where instead of just endorsing somebody,
right, punching. That's a very astute way of analyzing that, Jennifer. I'm proud of
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. 800, another blonde with a brain. Here they are on this Good Day program. 800-510-8255. So yesterday there was a lot of talk about the Maryland Mega Millions winners. Mm-hmm. They won by buying a ticket at a 7-Eleven in Baltimore. But what about the others? We hear the story of the Three Amigos, but they only got one-third of the money. Anybody know anything about the other two-thirds?
They are so smart for not saying a word.
Yeah. Well,
why would you publicize?
But they would say they had come forward. They may not identify them.
Came forward in Kansas, not Illinois.
All right. The Kansas winners have come forward, Michael says, and the Illinois winners have not. Did I drive through Illinois and buy a ticket there?
Doug, check your numbers already.
Check the numbers.
Could be sitting on a gold mine.
Could be. All right. Did you hear the story? Actually, last night on the late night news, as I was sort of falling off, this study released. I wonder if you heard the story. Those of you who go to the dentist with regularity and ask the dentist to give you dental X-rays every year, no. They could lead to brain tumors.
Could or will?
Well, researchers studied 1,400 patients who have brain tumors. It's the most common type of brain tumor found in Americans that is the problem. Let's see here. Patients who reported having yearly exams, X-ray exams, were twice as likely to develop this brain tumor than those who did not. So is that a conclusion to be drawn? What do you do for x-rays, Jennifer, when you go to the dentist?
I get them when they tell me to, which is probably once a year.
Uh-oh.
Maybe a little less. I used to have them all the time when I just went through this implant surgery. They kept giving me x-rays all the time.
Yeah. I don't have them done. I think the last time I had them, it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you turn them down, or do they just not offer them to you? Or do you just not go to the dentist?
I go to a... No. Thank you. I go 3 times a year, generally, to the dentist. And get my teeth cleaned, and I say, well, the dentists, if I had to go to a new one last year because something happened, and I had to go to a different one because my old dentist died, and so they wanted to have x-rays, first time I can remember having them done. And they found something in a tooth that had a problem. They needed an x-ray of it, and they remedied the problem. But in general, we all know that x-rays are not good for you. No matter how they mask it, they put lead around you, whatever it is, the x-rays
are very
dangerous.
When they lay that heavy weighted thing on top of you, it makes you feel like what's happening is not a good idea.
Well, it isn't.
No.
It's the best way of them finding out what's going on other than opening you up. But it's not good. It's not a good thing to do. It's not good for your body. No question about it. 800-510-8255. I'll tell you something else is not good for your body. High cholesterol, serious problem. High triglycerides, serious problem. Want to deal with them in a constructive way? Then you need Cardiol, which has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce cholesterol levels in your body. Safe, FDA registered, and a free 30-day supply is yours by calling 888-809-6424. You don't want high cholesterol to risk your future health and well-being, right? You don't want the things that are brought about by having high triglycerides. Cardiology, people look at your body and say, ooh, that's bad. So fix it. Deal with it. Help it. Cardiol, safe, FDA registered. Get rid of the problem in 30 to 60 days, and then you keep maintenance. That's what this is all about, maintenance. Maintain healthy cholesterol levels and healthy triglyceride levels by calling 888-809-6424 for a free 1 month supply of Cardiol, 888-809-6424.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
The entire world watched.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Wednesday morning. Jennifer Horn, Doug, looking at the news of the day. You may respond. You're encouraged to give us your 2 cents worth. Be like us. We got 2 cents. You got 2 cents. We're all together. We're all equals here. 800-510-8255. Welcome in to another Great American Day. Email to Doug at DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Jennifer has found a boy who got heroin. How did he get
Well, wait, no.
Hold the horse.
Did you ever do show and tell, Dougie?
I have. I like show and tell, in fact.
Okay, yeah. Show and tell at school, not with the girls that you hang out with. Okay.
Oh, I'd like to.
Well, what did you used to bring to school for show and tell?
I used to bring little bits and pieces of hair from cows. I can remember. What do you mean? Ew! I was around the cows.
You bring hair in from cows.
Yeah, you bring it. You know, it's okay. So you'd pick it. You'd show it and say, "What kind of an animal does this hair come from?" And you know, they might guess a cat, or they might guess
it's
a dog.
My butt. It's that'd be a little thing to do.
Right.
Well, okay. So while you were bringing cow hair, this poor little 5-year-old Connecticut boy thought it would be cute to bring in something that was very important to his stepdad, which was 50 packets of heroin.
Great.
He brought in all of it to school for show and tell, and subsequently, his stepfather has been arrested.
That sounds like an idea. Imagine though, even though it's amusing, what kind of a family life can you have? When somebody, and I know that this is a problem for lots of people in our country, it goes back around to, and I don't want to sound like a lecturer here on this, but the damage done to the people who take the drugs, the damage done to those young, 5 years old?
Yeah, 5 years old.
5 years old.
And he didn't think anything was wrong with it. He came to school with his stepdad's jacket. And when it was time for show and tell, he went up in front of the class and took out the bags of heroin and started talking. I mean,
the damage.
That guy is
helping the Taliban kill Americans in Afghanistan because that's where the heroin comes from. Anybody think about it? That's so selfish. People who use drugs are so selfish. All right. Speaking of people on drugs, take a look at the pictures floating around of Charlie Manson, who's up today for his annual parole hearing. But I've found the pictures this year to be scarier than they'd ever been before. So where is he? Isn't he in California, jail in California?
He's in California, And I guess he's not supposed to show up today. It'll just be his legal team. But they
Hold on a second. How does Charlie Manson have a legal team?
Everybody has a legal team.
Well, I don't have a legal team.
No, but if you...
I got Arthur
you're
White.
One by the state.
Yeah, but the state pays for this?
Well, I'm sure. The state, if he doesn't have a lawyer,
the state of California pays to have somebody come in and try to prove that Charlie Manson is sane enough to let him out on the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or wherever. We pay. I'm a taxpayer in California. You are. We pay to have some bumbling fool, or maybe not. Maybe this is a competent person trying to get Charlie Manson in what equational world do we live in that makes any sense at all? Am I missing something here?
No, it happens though. Everybody gets on it. I mean, it's the system. But I guess the good news here is that if he is kept in jail again, he can be kept for another 15 years without parole. So that would make him 92.
Take him out in that cardboard box.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's one of the guys imagine anybody would consider him as someone
who... The family has to go through this every time he's up for parole.
That's lousy, too. 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Our friend Robert the Redneck. I want to know what your the most creative ice cream flavor is that you've ever encountered.
My favorite one is called Moose Track.
Is this a redneck ice cream? Because it sounds like it.
I tell you what, it's so good it make you slap your mama.
If you refer to the fifth grade as my senior year, you might be a redneck.
In Maryland, three teachers have come forward to claim the Mega Millions lottery. They all said they will remain at their jobs.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, they want to keep teaching kids that if you work hard and study, it won't mean crap unless you win the lottery. How weird is that going to be for those teachers?
Very strange.
Wearing their gold pimp hats.
Right. Head-to-toe Gucci.
Yeah.
Hello, class.
Hello, class. Didn't do your homework?
I don't care.
Hey, you know about this? Marlins manager, Miami Marlins manager, Ozzie Guillen. That's his name, Ozzie Guillen. Been suspended for 5 games because of his comments praising. He was praising Fidel Castro. Yeah. Now he's apologizing, you know, after talking it over with his good friend Hugo Chavez. So I think it's going to work out. Right. Hey, today was opening day at Dodger Stadium. Actually, a little different this year. Instead of throwing out the first pitch, they threw out the last owner.
In other colorful animal news, Snooki from Jersey Shore has a new business venture. She's designing a line of slippers for kids, specifically for drunk kids. The president of the company she's partnering with said Snooki isn't just putting her name on the slippers.
Michael.
She's insisted on being involved in every step of the process, and he is furious because that was not part of the deal.
Hey, some major election news, you guys. Today in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum officially dropped out of the Republican race. Yes, Gettysburg was a great choice because, you know, he should have dropped out 4 score and 7 years ago.
And it's a tough day for America's sweetheart, Rick Santorum, who suspended his presidential campaign today. He didn't give a reason, but I know why. Tonight is the season premiere of Glee. Yes, you know he loves Glee.
And here's Ellen DeGeneres talking about sending out email to a wrong address.
The other day I did something that I'm sure y'all have done. I hope you've done. I think you've done. I'm pretty sure you have. I sent an email to the wrong person. Have you done that? Yeah. Long story short, I accidentally fired my mother. No, it was not that bad. I wanted to wish my friend a happy birthday, and so I sent an email to another friend who has the same exact name. And that's the problem when you have two friends named Oprah. So it wasn't a big deal, you know, but because it's just a happy birthday, so it wasn't like a huge deal. But it made me realize how dangerous email can be, because as soon as you hit that send button, there's no turning back. You know, it's out there in the universe. And it's like when you run into somebody that you know at the store and you say, "Hi, Barbara." And as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you know it was wrong. But it's too late, and now your friend knows that you think he looks like a woman. I'll tell you what's really dangerous, that reply all button. Oh no. It's so close to the reply button. You know, if I designed email programs, and I could if I wanted to, I just don't want to, but if I would hit the reply button on one side, that would be in the top left, and then the reply all way over on the other side. I wish they were that big. They're not that big. But if, you know, way over on the other side like that, because that way no one's telling their entire company how much the boss's toupee looks like a mongoose going after a coconut.
Mongoose going after a coconut.
There you go. The path for internet startups. Establish a presence on the web. Come up with a version of your service for mobile devices. Is that still the way it is? We're going to find out whether it's what Lola wants or not in the next half hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, reviewing what's going on. What's new today at Good Day?
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever wondered why the airlines make you turn off all your portable electronic devices before takeoff and landing? Here's the real story behind why. Decades ago, the Federal Aviation Administration worried that our gadgets might interfere with the avionics. So they made a rule. Turn them all off below 10,000 feet. That way, if the device's collective interference actually caused a problem, the crew would have enough time to correct. But here's the irony. There's virtually no evidence that they've ever caused an electronic problem, let alone an accident. Some airlines are even now encouraging pilots to use their iPads in the cockpit. That should tell you everything you need to know about electronic interference, or the lack of it. Recently, the FAA has now said it would reassess the rules on using personal electronic devices on the planes. No matter how absurd you might think the rules are, and by the way, I'm one of them, you must always follow the flight crew instructions, because if you don't, you're in violation of a federal mandate. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to gear up for savings with Napa. So bolt in to any Napa Auto Parts store this April and save 50% on select quality professional hand tools, from socket sets and screwdrivers to wrenches, pliers, and mechanic sets. And with a lifetime guarantee, you know our tools can go round and round. So be the sharpest tool in the shed and hurry into Napa for great savings. Don't be a fool. Get a great deal on tools. At participating Napa Auto Parts store, offer expires 4th.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Way for you to work yourself into a good mood, the Good Day program, even though some of the things that Jennifer Horn and I focus in on may not necessarily be good, it's often considered by those who listen to the program our interpretation. Excuse me, he said cuddlingly, wonderful. The folks who follow us on Facebook, thank you. Jennifer is there minding your P's and Q's. You can do that, facebook.com/good day. Also, Twitter at Good Day Show, along with the Doug at DougStephan.com and the usual 800-510-8255. The great thing about this program, Jennifer and I have learned, Jennifer's grown up in a radio family, so she understands how to engage you. You get fresh things from her every day, whether it's the serious side of things, whether it's things that are of lighter interest or maybe more serious. But she has such a wonderful way of looking at things and finding a giggle point. You know how we have, that's the G-spot.
The giggle quotient.
the G-spot.
After we've had our LSD.
That's right, exactly. Laughing, singing, and dancing. We go for the good spot. Okay, speaking of that, Alec Baldwin, who many people were thinking about yesterday, a lot of people think about Alec Baldwin.
Oh, all the time.
I would bet he'd be in attendance at Clooney's house.
I would bet you're right, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so he has a past with this woman who showed up as a stalker. Now, what does that mean? Would you like to define past for us, Jennifer?
Well, he's now admitted, Alex admitted, that he may have taken this woman to dinner a few times because he was trying to help her with her acting. Okay, Alec, everybody knows that that's a man's way of saying, come on over, sister. It's kind of like when Doug says, hey, you want to be on my radio show?
I don't know about that, but...
But come on,
twist it around anyway.
I'm going to help you with your
acting. I love this, the woman, he's got interesting taste when it comes to name. The lady he claims is his yoga instructor girlfriend, Hilaria Thomas, whom he is now engaged. And then this woman's name is Genevieve Saborin.
Doesn't that sound hot?
Genevieve.
I mean, besides the fact Saborin. That she's a scary stalker, it sounds really smoking hot.
Genevieve Saborin. Yeah.
I guess she was sending him emails while he was proposing to Hilaria. She was sending emails saying, I'm down the street. I'm waiting to take your name. I'm just 10 minutes away from you. Come and help take me change name. My name to yours. Yeah.
Oh,
like
she really? Wanted to she be, wanted, yes. She's putting a play in for her. I see.
Correct.
I didn't know
she
that.
Wants to marry him.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Why? Why would you want to marry?
I don't know. Ball? Well.
Would you like to marry him?
I would have to get to know him. How's that for an answer? My thought is he could make me laugh. My thought is that he could probably make me laugh. The other part of me thinks I'd probably kill him.
I think he's probably a pretty amusing, interesting guy to be with. I think he's probably got a mood swing here or there. And
yeah.
A little puffy for my taste, but then he's not interested in me and I'm not interested in him, so... I would think women, depending on, there's got to be something, and one wonders, I ask this question lovingly, to those of you who are married to people, whether you're a cougar married to a younger man, or a man married to a younger woman, what is a guy who's 54?
Mm-hmm.
What has he got in common with a 28-year-old? Really?
Money.
Oh, okay. That's it?
Yeah. Plus,
he's not smart enough to see that.
That actually may not be true. That baby may be mean. It could be money. But, you know, he probably wants to hold on to his youth and feels
young
with her. And she is probably looking for someone who's a father figure. I mean, I see those kind of couples all the time where the woman's looking for that comfort and the security that someone in their 50s can deliver. Yeah.
Hmm. So then let me understand this for a second. The fact that I hang around most of the women... that I'm interested in and hang around with are younger than I am.
It's because you're trying to hold on to your youth.
Appreciably. You think that's why I'm doing that?
Yeah.
All right. You don't think that these women find me attractive and interesting?
Oh,
intellectually stimulating?
Yes. Right. No, I think that is absolutely true. But I think that at the core of things, these people make us feel good because they make us feel young and vibrant.
How old is your father's girlfriend?
58.
Ah! No, she's too close to him, and I got to talk to him about
that. Isn't
that
great? I know. I'm so proud. So proud. Because usually that is not the case. We actually just set a rule. Do not date younger than your daughter. But
well, that we do have. Your father and my daughter and all of us, we have that rule. No question about
that. He used to be
that.
Bummed that I was getting older.
By the way, what actress plays Alec Baldwin's wife on 30 Rock? Somebody I think is quite attractive and has an interesting acting career going for her. Who is the lady who plays Alec Baldwin's wife on 30 Rock? 800-510-8255. So yesterday I think you told us that Melissa Gilbert had a spell. She fell down. What's the story?
She bumped her head during her performance.
Remember her, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Ingalls?
Yes, I loved that show.
I mean, she played Laura Ingalls. Wasn't Laura Ingalls the one who wrote Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, she wrote, yes, but it was
but she played Laura Ingalls as a child.
She was on Little House on the Prairie, the TV show, playing Laura, it was a biography, basically.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Autobiography.
She's okay.
About yourself. She's okay. She hit her head, and they took her to the hospital. And Tom Bergeron came in and said, "Melissa Gilbert's been rushed to the hospital, and we'll keep you posted." Well, she had a slight case of whiplash and a slight concussion. But Max, her partner, just went on to Twitter the other day and said that Dancing with the Stars blew it up completely, that she's actually fine and that they've made this much more dramatic than it really was.
Go what a shock.
With reality TV. I know.
No. They made something out of it that wasn't factual.
To begin with, I know. Go figure.
Unbelievable.
Who knew that that thing happened?
Yeah. New government report that you have not read yet reveals today that teen births in our country have fallen to an historic low. The teen birth rate declined 9% last year or so, falling
That's
to
good news.
34 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 19. That's its lowest point since record-keeping began in 1940. Study also shows fewer babies born to teens than in any year since 1946. The highest teen birth rate was in Mississippi.
Okay. In other news...
Excuse me, yes. I expected you to save me after that, Jennifer. I was bitterly just
laughing.
I'm bitterly disappointed. I have tears in my eyes, actually. Sorry. Why? That's so predictable. It's so unfair.
It is. There are a lot of really responsible.
There are a lot of people married and having children that are older than 19 in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, somebody confirmed that.
They just have that long river so that they can actually send the send the babies down. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, isn't it? That's like what happened to Jesus.
Exactly.
When all the babies, when King Herod sent all the male babies down the river.
That's right. He was very smart.
Remember that? All right, so let's get to this $1 billion sale. Facebook buys up the mobile startup Instagram. I don't know why I was doing. See, I'm not using that, so I'm not familiar with it. What can you tell us about Instagram? Why?
Well, I just started using it, and I don't really use it for the social
media
purpose.
It's new. It's only been around for a year or so, right?
Right. It has two sides. First of all, you take a picture, and then it allows you to filter it through maybe 10, 12 different filters, so it kind of gives you an antique, vintage-y look to your pictures. Plus, it also makes you look a lot better.
Yeah.
So, you know, something, it might have sepia, so you can do a black and white. You can do all of this filtering instantly after you take a picture.
Uh-huh.
And then the part that I don't really use, although I guess I do indirectly, is that it creates a page, a feed of all your pictures so that your friends can see
So how is it different than Flickr and Snapfish and these other...
Well, Flickr and Snapfish help you organize your photos more, help you create books that everybody can look in that you can email and invite your family to look at, where this is more of a... Everybody can see it, and you've taken a picture of your cows, and now everybody can see that as part of your feed.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so you know who the big winners are in this?
The guy that created Instagram?
Well, actually, no. Do you know what VC stands for, not Viet Cong?
No.
Venture capitalists.
Oh, venture capitalists. Yeah,
the venture capitalists that supported this guy when he started are the big winners. And that's what VC people do. That's how venture capitalism works.
Mm-hmm.
They put together a proposal, which in many instances only leaves the person with the idea with maybe 7-8%
of ownership. Yep. Have you seen Shark Tank?
I have not seen
Shark
Tank.
On ABC, that's what this show is all based on.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
They go in, they pitch an idea, and then people try to get as much interest in their company as they can. You know, we'll give you 30% of your company.
It was the VC people who went to Facebook to peddle this. It wasn't this fellow who started Instagram, about 24 years old or something?
Mm-hmm.
How old?
And probably more, probably at that age, in his 20s, and definitely probably not a business guy, more a tech guy.
No, not at all. So, for those of you who think that he's the one who gets the $1 billion, that is not correct. He will get about $140 million.
Not too shabby, though.
Not bad. Nope, not bad at all. And then the rest of the money goes to the venture capital outfit in New York City. I guess there are also some investors from Europe as part of this VC group. But this is a social network focusing on the kind of instant photo sharing. They have a website and all kinds of things, but the idea behind it, it's the technology that they were buying, I think, as much as anything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly what it is, the technology. And also, you know, you're buying that base that already has the product.
Yeah.
It's much easier to connect. It'll be easier to connect to Facebook now and all that stuff.
But just so you know, this kid is, I mean, plenty rich with $140 million. It's like winning the lottery. But most of the dough goes to the venture capital firm.
Mm-hmm.
800-510-8255, if you didn't know that. And if you didn't know, the actress who played Alec Baldwin's wife on 30 Rock, her name is Elizabeth Banks. I think she's quite attractive.
Yeah, she's in The Hunger Games.
Is she? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. What kind of role?
You wouldn't even recognize her, because I sure didn't. She plays like the little aide-de-camp to the recruits that go and fight in The Hunger Games.
Yeah, she's apparently quite accomplished, because she's in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She was in that movie, The Edge, about a couple of months ago. The guy who was on the edge trying to get at Ed Harris's character. You remember that?
Oh, I don't know.
That was a good movie, actually. It's quite a good movie. Here's something that's good, if you don't mind taking my word, and I guess a lot of you do, because this outfit says they're doing well when it comes to response from those of you who want to remove your age spots, your brown spots, your liver spots. You don't like them? These folks have found a way for you to fix those ugly spots that can be a constant source of embarrassment. All those greasy cover-ups. Not the answer. Shamanix, the maker of wonderful products for your skin, has introduced Brilliance with three breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation problems. Brilliance will brighten your skin and beautify your skin tone, which is kind of cool for this time of year. So may I suggest you call this number, because this is the way you get an absolutely free bottle of Brilliance. 800-525-4988. A brilliant idea. Get a free bottle of Brilliance. You want to try it for yourself. You hear me talking about it. It's now time for you to get rid of those embarrassing brown age spots on your face, your neck, and your hands. You will get compliments when you get rid of those. People say, what's happened to your skin? 800-525-4988. Call now for a limited time offer, risk free. You'll like the results. Brilliance Skin Brightener. 800-525-4988.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. Wait a minute, where's... I know that voice. Jennifer, you know that voice? Who is that?
I think so. I think that sounds familiar.
800 510-8255. You got that horsey sound.
Gosh,
like
what is
all
going
of us
on
with these. Oh, it's allergy stuff. Oh. Allergies. Very bad this year because it's very dry everywhere. 800-510-8255. Let us introduce Thomas in Georgia to the Good Day audience. Hello, Thomas.
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm on my way to work.
Good for you. What do you do for work?
I'm a welder, fabricator.
A welder. Okay. So do you own your own company?
No. I work for a pretty big outfit down here.
You do. Are they owned by an individual or a big company?
Two individuals own this company.
Good. Have they ever, I wonder if they have investigated what would happen if they brought some venture capital money in, they could grow the business and then sell out. Do they think like that? Is that the way they would run their business?
No. They're a homespun outfit. Have been for 51 years.
They have. All right, so you got the radio on. We got to make quick work of this because we can't hear ourselves with you and your radio. What's on your mind?
I think opportunistic capitalist will be a better phrase for that outfit that helped the kid with the Instagram. I mean, he made out great, but they're going to make out a whole lot better than he ever will.
What did you say you called them? What?
Opportunistic capitalist.
Opportunistic. Well, that's what venture capital people are. They take advantage of opportunity. And there are 14 or 15 really big VC companies in this country, and then there are a bunch, there's probably 100, maybe 140, 150 more that are medium-sized. And they get, you know, you hear these ads on the air all the time for the invention, you know, register your patent and invention. You know, those are all sponsored by VC people who are looking for the next big idea, if you didn't know that. That's where those ads come from. They're looking for the next way that they can invest and make a lot of dough. Not a bad deal under the circumstances. All right, sir, thank you. Appreciate your calling. The only other thing that I think we haven't mentioned that we ought to spend just a moment on, the two Tulsa shooting suspects late yesterday apparently confessed. Did you know that?
I did not hear that it was racially motivated.
Jay, well, he didn't say that. This kid admitted to shooting three of the people. The other guy admitted to shooting two.
Wow.
The two people Watt shot died, so that's not going to bode well for him. None of this bodes well for them under the circumstances. 51 after.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is our technology guy, helps people living in what he calls the connected world. Best Buy Chief Executive Brian Dunn has stepped down. Best Buy's board is looking for a new leader. Apparently he hasn't acted properly. They've got a new person there on an interim basis. They just closed, what, 50 stores, Jennifer, I think?
Yeah, think about that.
So how does that affect you? The World Wide Web and lots of conversation about digital stuff here on Good Day right after this.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, letting you know that you are one decision away. You are one decision away. From what, you ask? Well, from the next step in your life or the step that you are not going to take. You see, life is a bunch of decisions, and you are one decision away from success, or one decision away from stagnation, or one decision away from failure. Now, who gets to make that decision for you? You do. Your mind, your vision, your goal. The important thing is to make that decision. Obviously, you don't want to make a decision for failure, but when you don't take the next step, you've absolutely made that decision that you are going to fail. Because success is always moving forward. Success is taking you from where you are right now, which is terrific, and then going to the next step and even going further and further and further. Today's your decision for success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Best Buy Chief Executive Brian Dunn has stepped down while Best Buy's board conducts a probe into his personal conduct. So far, they say that the investigation is unrelated to the company's operations or financial controls, which is good news, because just recently, Best Buy announced that it will be closing 50 of its 1,450 big box U.S. stores. Even though these events are unrelated, Mr. Dunn's departure can't be good for Best Buy and probably won't get it any closer to a good anti-showroom showrooming strategy. What's showrooming? It's what the retail industry calls it when you walk into a Best Buy, look around the showroom, see an item, then use your mobile phone or computer to buy it online at a lower price. It's costing Best Buy big time. Visit ShellyPalmer.com and check out my article called Transparency versus Information Asymmetry. It'll help you understand how showrooming will affect every retail business, including yours.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to gear up for savings with Napa. So bolt in to any Napa Auto Parts store this April and save 50% on select quality professional hand tools, from socket sets and screwdrivers to wrenches, pliers, and mechanic sets. And with a lifetime guarantee, you know our tools can go round and round. So be the sharpest tool in the shed and hurry into Napa for great savings. Don't be a fool. Get a great deal on tools. At participating Napa Auto Parts store, offer expires 4/30/12.
Have you heard about mail order pharmacy service? A lot of health insurers and some pharmacies will deliver your prescriptions right to your door. But the question is it safe? And how much does it cost? Let's find out more on this from Kate Brooks.
Some people have never ordered their prescriptions by mail and are unsure of how it works. Randall Correa, Senior Vice President of Pharmacy Services at OptumRx, a pharmacy benefits management company, says that mail order is a safe, convenient, and affordable option for people who take prescription medications on a regular basis.
By using mail order services, your prescriptions are delivered directly to your home or business. It's safe because state-of-the-art mail order facilities conduct numerous quality checks to ensure your prescription is accurate. Mail order is convenient because you don't have to worry about going to the pharmacy, waiting in line, or forgetting to refill a prescription. And it's affordable because you are often able to get a 90-day supply of your medication for the cost of a 60-day supply, resulting in a 30% cost savings.
To learn more about mail service, visit OptumRx.com. That's OptumRx.com. For healthcare now from OptumRx.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shaken Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shaken Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shaken Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Are you growing with Miracle-Gro, Jennifer?
Yes, of course. Yeah, Miracle-Gro, a little sunshine, a little water. I'm in.
Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Everybody does.
Wow. All right, I'm going to have to put my protein shake together with Miracle-Gro. I wonder if that's
just a little taste.
That'll do for us. 59 past the hour on Good Day.